Father, thank you. Blessed be your name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Look at somebody by your side. Tell them, are you blessed? Your life will never remain the same. Very, very quickly, just within a few minutes, dominion, true stable marriage and family. You can just title this conclusion. One of the things we learned in scripture in Genesis chapter 3 from verse 7, and the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden of, in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I want to, first of all, say that Adam's dominion in the Garden of Eden was lost through marital and family failure, among other things. Marital and family failure. Now I am going to itemize and enumerate to you very quickly what I think was the failure on the part of Adam. Dominion was lost. God created and put him in charge. But there was a marital failure, a family failure. What was this failure? Number one, Adam appeared not to have given his wife the accurate instruction God gave him concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It appeared that Adam did not give his wife the accurate instruction that God gave him regarding that tree. How did I know? God gave Adam the instruction before Eve was created. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to verse 17, God put the man in the Garden of Eden and gave him the instruction. All the way from verse 16, keep going. And commanded him. And God only created Eve after verse 18. There was an instruction about that tree that Eve seemed not to have heard from God directly. And it appeared like Adam didn't give Eve that instruction. Number two, Adam appeared to have been distant from the wife for any reason. Because we saw how the serpent came and engaged Eve. And the question is, Adam, where were you? He engaged Eve. I don't know whether the serpent met Eve alone, but he engaged Eve. Number three, Adam appeared to have abandoned his spiritual responsibility to the wife. Spiritual responsibility. Spiritual matters were meant to be handled by Adam, not Eve. Allowing his wife to engage the enemy. Allowing his wife to engage the enemy. He abandoned his spiritual responsibility. That was marital failure, relationship failure. Number four, Adam immediately refused to accept responsibility after the fall. He said, the woman you gave to be with me, the responsibility of the home is on the head of the man. Adam refused to accept responsibility. It's not my fault. That was marital failure. That was relationship failure. Number five, Adam distanced himself from his wife once there was a problem. He distanced himself. The woman you gave to be with me, you gave her to be with me. I don't know her. You are the one who gave her to be with me. That was evidence of family failure, relationship failure, marriage failure. When there will be a problem and you quickly separate yourself. That was Adam. What about Eve? What was the proof? One, Eve was having a conversation she was not meant to have at all, with a personality she may not have needed to speak with. A conversation, and we just said about that, how much women talk. Most marriages today crashed because somebody talked too much. Either talk to strangers too much or talk to the husband or the wife too much. Adam, Eve was having a conversation she was not meant to have. Conversation with the serpent. Two, Eve was assuming a responsibility that was not hers. If there was such a question in the family, Eve, that was not your responsibility. Ask the serpent to wait for you to call your husband. Eve was assuming a role that was not her role. Thirdly, Eve was taking a decision that was not her decision, that she was not meant to take. Eve was taking a decision she was not meant to take. Fourthly, Eve was speaking on an issue that she had no understanding of. She was speaking on a subject that she had no understanding of. Fifthly, Eve decided consciously or unconsciously to distance herself from her husband. She was in a position where the serpent could engage her alone. Eve decided to consciously or unconsciously distance herself from her husband. It might be by the doing of the man. She was in a position where the serpent could engage her alone. Finally, this is very, 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 very painful. Eve decided literally to undermine the authority of God. Literally. She decided literally. When the serpent said, did God say so? The first thing is, now this way, people that God was visiting all the time. The first thing is, you know what? I want you to hold this question. Let me ask my husband. Or best still, When next God comes, I will ask him for clarification, serpent, and I will answer you. Eve did not do that. Eve was even trying to fall into a temptation of independent existence of God. God knows that when you eat it, you will be like him. He doesn't want you to be like him, so why don't you eat it? Eve decided to follow the path of spiritual insubordination to God. A path of rebellion. A path of spiritual bankruptcy. Am I communicating at all? And that led her and her husband out of the will of God. How many women today push their husbands out of God's plan? Out of God's plan and God's purpose for their life. They just push the man out. And how many women today destroy the beauty of what God planted? The beauty of Adam and Eve in the garden. That beauty, the woman scattered it. It is with the same spirit, listen to this, that a woman enters into the house of a beautiful couple. Admirable husband, admirable wife, respected by society, loved by everybody. This man takes care of his wife so much. This man takes care of his children so much. Then this woman steps into that home. She doesn't see any other home or any other man except this man. But what is worse is to enter the home, destroy the home, snatch the man. Go to hell, madam. Go to hell, children. For me, that looks like the heart of the devil itself. What makes you think that this woman is good, this man is good for you, but not good for the woman that labored with him to grow? What makes you think that you can enter into a field where you labored no labor, you sowed no seed, and you want to push out a laborer? It is something that beats my imagination all the time. But what is worse? The woman is wicked, but the man is wickeder. The man who agrees to push out his wife. The man who agrees to make his children to begin to cry that they can't see their father anymore because a so-called Jezebel, a Delilah, pocketed him and he agreed to be pocketed. One woman called a woman in whose house her husband was camping. Husband was what? Camping. He said, "Woman, I am a woman like you. Don't do that to me. And don't do that to my children. Will you release this man now?" The woman said, "If you threaten me, you won't see him for the next 7 weeks. You won't see him for the..." Don't joke with me. Who told you that he should belong to only you? That is the reality of the world we live in. That's the reality of the world we live in. You don't need to go that way of Eve and destroy beauty that God creates and go counter to the plan of God and the purpose of God. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your ambition is. It is not what ruining the plan of God for the sake of yours. Very personal, selfish desire. Am I communicating? You can see how Adam lost dominion. Adam lost authority because there was intrinsic family failure, relationship failure. Very, very quickly, let me summarize the preaching of God's handmaiden and the things that we need to go home with in 12 points. This is my counsel. In 12 ways, both to everyone who is single and to everyone who is married. Starting with the single. Counsel number one. Determine to fully involve God in your journey of destiny. Fully. Journey of destiny. It's talking about journey of marriage and ministry. Fully involve God. Don't take the journey alone. You don't know the future. You don't know the content of things. Determine to fully involve God in your journey of destiny. And that means marriage, ministry. Fully. I've not followed this way before. Number two. Be watchful in your choice of life partner. Be watchful. Don't step into marriage casually. Be watchful in your choice of life partner. Be watchful. Be watchful. Be watchful. Number three, ask God to unveil everything you need to know about the person before you conclude, to avoid being deceived or taken by surprise. Ask God to unveil everything you need to know about that potential wife or that potential husband, to avoid being deceived or taken by surprise. I feel a lot of pain these days when I see a young lady just deceived by a man or deceived by a woman under 24 hours, 48 hours, 1 week. The true color of that devil agent manifests. And they are just wondering what to do with their lives. Number four. Avoid rushing into any decision, like marital decision, that is not easily changeable. Avoid rushing into any decision, like marital decision, that is not easily changeable. Avoid rushing into them. Avoid it. Number five. Be a true Christian. Be truly spiritual. Don't be fake. Don't be unreal. Be a true Christian. Every true Christian will make a good husband. Every true Christian will make a good wife. It doesn't matter how you, wherever you look at it, be a true Christian. Be truly spiritual. Don't be fake. Don't be unreal. Number six, accept responsibilities. Accept the responsibilities of the world in your relationship. The responsibilities of the world. Husbands, love your wife. Accept that responsibility and love your wife. Wives, submit yourself to your own husband. Accept that. Accept the responsibilities of the world. That's the complete thing. The responsibilities of the world. Practice the word in your home. What my wife was telling you, saying I love you and all of that, I don't know how many times she heard it in today. That's herself, that she heard it today. You, pastor, yes, very spiritual. At times, face like sunlight. But that spirituality is communicated into practicality. Any spirituality that is not practical is fake. You are too anointed to say, I love you. Husband, love your wife. Too anointed, too spiritual, too solid. Huh? When you say I love you, it appears like you are weak. Who said so? Jesus was the strongest of men, yet he wept. It is not timidity, it is not weakness. Neither is it a sign of masculinity to not to say sorry or to say I love you. These things can be practical. Your life can be easy. You can take off pressure from your life and take off pressure from your destiny. Somebody say a loud amen. Let us practice the Bible. In your marriage, in your family, with your children, practice the scripture. Accept the responsibilities of the word in your home, in your marriage. Number 7, confirm your love and goodness from your home. Confirm it first. In bracket, you write charity, they say begins at home. What is the meaning? We heard that in the preaching. You are smiling for everybody, yet you come home, you are frowning. The moment you reach the entrance of your house, your face changes. What a useless person. You are good to everybody. You are very liberal. You give money to this person, money to that person. Everybody is talking of your goodness, except your wife, except your children. I told my children, I said, don't ever be afraid to ask me for anything, provided you need it and you believe I have it. I gave them an open check. And they have never abused that check. Pocket money in school, most times they won't finish it. Don't send me anything, I'm okay. Am I communicating? Be a reflection of the love of God first. As a man, let your children and your wife see the picture of God the Father when they see you. When they observe your behavior, your character, let it reflect the picture of God the Father. I don't know what they post. My children posted some time ago. I don't know whether I was carrying my guy at my back or playing with the destiny on her hair or something. And they posted it. And somebody commented and said, wow, so is this kind of thing possible? Are you sure this kind of thing happens? And it happens all the time. And then all of them unanimously said, we are unable to post 1/10. We can't post 1/100 of the level of interaction because some minds will run mad. There is far more than this is a shadow of our interaction with each other. This is shadow. Am I communicating at all? I saw my picture with one of my children the other day. In fact, the other day, I can't remember. Destiny recorded something that way. And she said, Daddy, can I post? I said, no, this one. It's a bit homely. Home. Fully relaxed, wife, fully. Who sent you now? Media, you are my witness that I didn't send you on that journey. It makes life easy for you. It makes life easy. Number 8. I say confirm your love. I almost said 2 together now. Number 8, well, I already said number 8. Be a reflection of the love of God in your marriage, in your family. Be a reflection of the love of God in your family, in your marriage. Be that reflection. Whether you are a man or you are a woman, be the reflection. Number 10. Be a forgiver. Marry someone you are ready to forgive. Be a forgiver. Don't keep holding on to past errors and mistakes. And there is something I'm going to tell you now, that you must take your life to it, whether you like it or not. There are things about your wife, not necessarily sinful, but things that are a part of her, that is who she is. Things about your husband, that is, no matter what you do, that is who she is. It's not a problem. A problem is what you solve. A fact is what you accept. I like you to understand that, because there are people who are trying to change their wife. Trying to change, except you want to kill her. There are times, you want to remove, it's like removing the skin of a zebra in order to remove the lines. Like this man, this slim man now, is a fact. He's very slim, it's a fact. Am I communicating? So, try to understand your wife. Understand your husband. Understand those things that are facts. Or a robber's wife, say before a robber wakes up in the morning, if you greet him, he will not answer. Do whatever you want, he won't answer until he has eaten breakfast. That is on the days he's not fasting. No prayer. That is, no. After he must have done his morning devotion, any other thing, he must study the Bible and all of that will happen until he has eaten breakfast. You don't expect an answer. That is as spiritual as he was. The giant of faith. It may not be because he's a glutton. It may be a personal life ritual. Wired into him. The way you may relate with people differ from the way your wife relates with people. So you should accept the fact. I grew up in a large home. In my home, up to 15 people can be eating from one plate. Up to 20 people. In boys' room, boys can be 15 in the room. My wife grew in a university professor's house with she and her three sisters, she and her two siblings at first, and then the other four that came up later. That's her. So our approach in terms of people and crowd. She will smile very well for you. But if you crowd her, she's overwhelmed. If you crowd me, I'm in my elements. I went to the Destiny Christian Academy. All the children are hanging on me. Pray for me. All of them counseling one by one. I said, okay, what is your issue? What is your issue? What is your issue? What is your issue? They will just hang around me. Just, bro, I need a laying of hand. But if me and my wife comes there, she will step on, if there is a general assembly, she will pray, declare a word upon them, minister to them, and then she has finished interacting. She has smiled for them, everything. She's on her way. And I am still there in interaction. These are facts. These are deposits. I can't change her to be me. And she can't change me to be her. You have understood yourself. No, you see, it's all a matter. You see, most of how we behave is a fraction of a product of our past, our histories, our upbringings, our everything. It all entered into our... It's a compendium that makes us who we are. Wow. In my father's palace, people are there all the time. I play the flute. I grew up listening to the flute. There is a palace flute player, salaried. Permanently on, is permanent. There are two of them, total. They do rotation. Permanently wake up hearing the flute. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. If there is anybody you are not able to forgive, don't marry them. Be a forgiver. Understand who you have married. Understand certain things about them that are facts. Certain things that are not changeable. No matter how you try. Number 10. Don't discuss your issues with people, especially for counsel, except for counseling or spiritual help where necessary. Don't discuss your issues with people, except for counseling or spiritual help where necessary. Don't discuss your issues with people, except for counseling or spiritual help where necessary. And this is not to say die in silence, God forbid. But now, let me make it even more serious. Woman, don't discuss, except for spiritual counseling or prayer, don't make your confidant about your husband's matter, you and your husband's problem. Don't make the confidant to be a man. My husband is doing this to me. My husband can't do this, doesn't do this. And the person you are talking to is a man. Except you are looking for alternative husband. Man, don't ever discuss your wife with a woman. My wife does not cook for me anymore. I don't know how I married this kind of wife. She doesn't respect my people. Doesn't respect my family. Talks to me anyhow. Even marital relationships, she says she doesn't have time. When I say something, she says she's tired. You are talking to a woman. And she's looking at your face saying, here am I. Use me. What am I doing that you should be suffering like this? Just give me one just little trial and you will be convinced that I am better than your wife. That is how people package their life into disaster. You talk to the wrong person. Never under any condition make a woman your confidant on your wife's matter, or a man your confidant on your husband's matter, except if there is a counseling or prayer need that is genuine and serious. Did you hear what I just said now? Did you hear what I just said now? This is how homes are ruined. This is how families are ruined. This is how destinies are ruined. Because somebody spoke to the wrong person. Before you know it, this confidant that is so good starts cooking for you. Hello, have you eaten today? The useless woman has not cooked yet. For how long will you suffer like this? For how long will you suffer like this? What should I buy for you? Can you send somebody to pick food from somewhere? I'm just going out now to buy something for you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your concern. Not knowing that you are digging the grave of your destiny. That will never be your portion. Number 11. Be commitment. Be committed to the fulfillment of your spouse in all things. In all things. Be committed to the fulfillment of your spouse. Be committed to the fulfillment of your spouse. Spiritually, fulfillment.
financially fulfillment.
I used to tease my wife, and I said, if you have any challenge, just let me know. What are husbands for? What are husbands for other than to handle wife's challenge? Hey! I am telling you verbatim what I said. What are husbands for other than all the time? You are suffering and you cannot tell me. Is there an issue? You are not telling me. Then why am I here? What are husbands for other than to handle wifey challenges? This is verbatim statement. I'm passing where they are doing her hair. I said, you need my attention to do at least one strand. Real life. Said, you doing the hair, can you assist? Can I just do one? Try me first. They will be laughing. For days. Said that she wasn't feeling well somewhere. I said, and you didn't tell me? You didn't feel well? You didn't? Why? How? Screamed on that devil. He said, I'm good. I'm excited. I said, you are the one who did yourself. You should have told me since. May God forbid for us to tell you what is not real. This carries away pressure from your life. It carries away pressure. If your family is not happy, your destiny will not happen. You can bet your life on it. If your family is not happy, your wife is not happy, your children are not happy, the people in your life are not happy, your destiny will not happen. It can't happen. Somebody say loud amen. One of my children called me the other day around 2 a.m. in the night. Any challenge? No, I just called to find out how you are doing and also to let you know I'm great. 2 a.m. Expecting me to be awake and answer the call. Finally, number 12. Take the time to ask and listen to the concerns of your spouse. Take the time to ask and take the time to listen. Take the time to ask. Take the time to listen. Are there internal concerns, internal issues? Is there something bothering her you are not aware? Is there something bothering him you are not aware? Because there are some people dancing in church and just moving up and down with issues on their mind. About 4 weeks ago, I asked my wife, I said, can you tell me, since you knew me, all the things that I have been doing, that I have been consistent in, the areas of my consistency in particular practices, tell me. And then I said, number two, do you remember when I told you that? Do you remember when I told you that? When Canaan land, when I told him. And I said, number two, is there anything you would like me to do differently? Just tell me. Anything, just let me know. And then for yourself, is there anything? Don't ever let anything concern you and you don't let me know. Is there anything? Because a man, that will never be your testimony. He had a wife with an undiagnosable condition and he didn't know until it was too late. That will never be your portion. There are some people who committed suicide because they can't talk to anybody. Even the husband, they can't talk to the husband. They can't talk to the wife. What the man sees later is a suicide note. It will never be your portion. Stand up on your feet. And people will talk to you depending on how your face looks. By the time you tell your wife, this is what I'm passing through, and she begins to quarrel you. What do you want me to know? Why do you want me to know that? Because of what this or that you did. Or because what of myself? Do you know my own problem? That's the end. The man will never talk again. And how many of you know, like we just told, men don't like to talk. They are. Have you ever? Please stand up on your feet, everybody. Have you ever asked a husband and wife about a meeting? Okay, for example, tonight now, this meeting. Tonight. How was the service? Oh, the man will say, very powerful. I learned so many things. Very, very powerful. You ask the wife, how was the preaching? What we heard today. First of all, let me start with the dressing of the woman of God. She was wearing a gown so that is like royal, with some shiny thing on the center, and with her heart like that. And then she went to the altar. There are many things she said. She even mentioned about plaiting of hair, where you can do 3 strands and it will be tight. And in the multitude of words, they are wanted not seen. Just be somebody that people can talk to. That they can approach. No matter the condition. It will be well with you. If you give me another 5 minutes, I'm through. Tonight is the last evening session. Tomorrow is all night. So that is why I have the liberty. It will be well with you. You are receiving a blessing and you are receiving it casually. The negative testimony of marital failure in our generation will never hear it near you. Your children will never be liabilities on you. And for beloved young men and young women, my God will deliver you from entering the wrong marriage. Every deceiver that is looking for you, every deceiver that the devil is sending your way to deceive you and destroy your destiny, I declare they are arrested. Any daughter of God, child of God, that is up to the age of marriage, between now and August convention, God will say to you, you may not have become married, but you should know who will be married. You will be on the journey of getting married. You believe that, say loud amen. Everyone who is trusting God for the fruit of the womb, I declare the fruit of the womb is released. Everyone who is struggling in marriage, divine intervention. Let me say this. Any marriage that is abusive, demonically, satanically abusive, the Bible says there is no husband, no wife in heaven, no marriage in heaven. We are like the angels. Marriage ends on earth. I have always said from area one, from the scratch of this ministry, that it is better to be alive without a marriage than to die because of marriage. How many of you have heard that before? Countless times. Don't die. Don't be wasted. Especially women, they calculate in their head. Oh, so I will become, so I'm single again. So how about coordinate? So people will say he's not married again. All manner. I'm not advocating divorce. But instead of dying, it's better to be without a marriage. Your life is at risk. Everything about you is at risk. Now, today, God just showed me some things. There are people that even God can't help. I just discovered there are people that even God himself cannot help. When you are in such a situation where it appears like
even God can't help a man,
who are you to be able to? Okay, I ask you three questions. See Adam and Eve. Every day God visited them. He spoke with them.
Under the nose of God they fell.
That is to me a person that God himself couldn't help. Eat all these things, but please don't eat this one. Anything you want, tell me I'll supply. No way. Let's go and try what you say we shouldn't eat. Adam was one who God couldn't help. Lucifer, number two example. He was in charge of all the angels. 1/3 of the angels were under his command. There was nothing Lucifer needed he wouldn't have had. Under the nose of God, Lucifer became Satan. The God who helps everybody to become better. Under his nose, somebody became a devil. This one would be the one that will shock you the most. One that God couldn't help. His name, Judas Iscariot. Take the money bag, hold it. Yes, sir. Stealing out of it, everybody came to report to Jesus. This boy is a thief. He has spent all the money. Leave him. He won't finish the money. For as long as he's with me, he must change. He didn't sack him. He didn't release him. He left him. Wait yet. Until Jesus knew what Judas was about to do. He gave him the opportunity. See what is it. He said, one among you will sell me. All of them say it is impossible, including Judas. It is impossible. You know what Jesus said? The person I am about to dip this bread inside this tea. The person that I will give it to, who will receive it from my hand, is the person that will sell me. That was an opportunity to say to hell with the devil. Even if Satan is on your head, at that time Satan has not entered him yet. That is the disaster. Maybe he's passing from Peter. Peter said, God forbid me. You told us now that anybody who collect this thing will sell you. Me? God forbid. Thomas? No way. John? No way. Bartholomew? No way. Judas? Yes, sir. I agree, I will sell you. And the Bible said, and Satan entered Judas after the sup. That is a person that God could not help. I am convinced, I call it the mystery of the human will. It's a mystery. How a will of a man can be in conflict with the will of God when God has given you the opportunity to act otherwise. There are men like that. There are husbands like that. There are wives like that. That even God himself can't help them. Somebody told somebody, said, I know I am going to hell. The person, a human being. As for me, I know I'm going to hell straight. I'm only looking for how I can take many people with me. It will never be your portion. Hold the hand of somebody by your side and let's conclude tonight. I'm going to pray for 2 minutes. Father, help this your child whose hand I'm holding. Not to miss it in life. Not to miss it in destiny. Not to miss it in ministry. Not to miss it in marriage. Are you ready? Say after me. Say, Father, help this child of yours whose hand I'm holding. Not to miss it in life. Not to miss it in marriage. Not to miss it in destiny. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, help this child of yours whose hand I am holding. Not to miss it in life. Not to miss it in destiny. Not to miss it in marriage. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray.
Jesus. Hold the hand. Now take the hand of just you and a partner now and lift the hands high up as I make this decree. While I make this decree, if I ask people who need divine intervention in their homes and marriages to come out, many will come, but there will be no time now. But anyone who needs to surrender their own life first to Jesus, make your ways right with God, your sins forgiven, for tonight to become a new day for you, pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly rush to the front here. While I make decree on everybody, you are holding the hand of a partner near you. You can lose your hand if you need to come forward. You need to make your ways right to Jesus. Make your sins to be forgiven. Ask the help of God. A turnaround of your story and your situation. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and step forward here and let me pray for you. While I am doing that, the rest of us, you can lift up your two hands. Hold the hand of the partner. Quickly run to the front here. Make your way right to Jesus.
I cannot tell what the future holds. For you hold the future in your hands.
God bless you. Keep coming, keep coming. Now I pray for everyone here today. I pray the help of God. I pray the mercy of God. I pray the turnaround of your story. I pray the turnaround of your situation. In the name of Jesus, the God who has given us miracles, healing miracles, deliverance miracles, breakthrough miracles, financial miracles, I pray that God will give you a marital miracle, a family miracle, a destiny miracle, a ministry miracle. In the name of Jesus. 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 Overnight, I see divine visitations. Divine turnaround of story. I see the change of story. Divine visitations. Divine turnaround of stories. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Elion, thank you. El Gibor, thank you. Thank you, Master. I see a lot of celebration in the realm of the Spirit, because healings are taking place in families. Healings are taking place in homes, in marriages. I see encounters overnight tonight. And I see many young couples that God will be raising, godly couples. I see many that will be established in marital destiny, in family destiny. And tonight I release you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless you.